puts me back in Manitoba many moons ago.
Well, as you know, sometimes we like to shake it up a bit on Abandoned Manitoba, so today's a little different again. But before that, I want to hear about the adventure that Gordon Goldsborough went on recently. Hello, Gordon.
Good morning, Nadia.
Do tell.
So during this pandemic, Manitobans have been staying at home. And I think a lot of them then have been taking the opportunity to go out and see our beautiful province. Well, I took that advice. The other day, I went out. I wanted to enjoy the wonderfully warm weather, the glorious fall colors. So I went out with the objective of photographing what I hope will be the cover of my next book. Now, listeners may know that I've written a couple of books relating to this series, Abandoned Manitoba. And so I'm going to write what I think will be probably the last book in the series, the third book. It won't be published until 2022 at the very earliest, but the working title for the book is On the Road to Abandoned Manitoba. And the central theme is the provincial highway network that existed in 1930s and the things you can see along those highways. Well, a lot of the routes of that highway differed substantially from the one we enjoy today. So I went out with a couple of friends to photograph two beautiful old bowstring bridges in the rural municipality of Portus-la-Prairie. Each of them was built in 1919, and we photographed them along with a 1923 Model T Ford car. And, you know, cruising along a country dirt road in a Model T flat out at 50 kilometers an hour, you know, made me think of what motorists in Manitoba would have experienced nearly a century ago.
I like your forward planning, Gordon, for 2022, already thinking about it. Good for you.
And I had such a wonderful day. It was just great to enjoy rural Manitoba in glorious sunshine.
Very memorable. Okay, so what are we talking about today then?
Well, 4 days from now, on the 1st of October, the 2020 Manitoba Heritage Summit will take place. And I thought, you know, given the history theme of Abandoned Manitoba, some of our listeners might be interested in attending this full-day conference.
Who's hosting the summit?
It's being organized by a group of what are called provincial heritage agencies, basically organizations that are related to in some way to history and heritage. So we have the Association for Manitoba Archives. They represent, of course, the archives around Manitoba, the Association of Manitoba Museums, the museums of various kinds, Heritage Winnipeg that advocates for built heritage here in Winnipeg, the Jewish Heritage Center of Western Canada. Of course, they're concerned with things relating to the Jewish community. The St. Boniface Historical Society, which is the Francophone historical entity here in Manitoba. The Manitoba Archaeological Society, which, of course, represents the sort of the things found in the ground, the archaeological heritage. We have the Manitoba Genealogical Society, of course, who are concerned with family history. And of course, from my perspective, it involves, of course, the Manitoba Historical Society, which is involved in all aspects of provincial history.
It's really nice to hear you list all those societies and associations here in Manitoba, quite the coalition. What's the summit about?
Well, there's four objectives. The first is to identify common areas of interest among heritage-minded people and groups in Manitoba. The second is to identify present and future opportunities, but also challenges for the delivery of heritage programs, the management of heritage resources around Manitoba. The third objective is to foster collaboration and improve communication around the province. And then finally, is to prepare a white paper, basically sort of a statement on the future of heritage in Manitoba over the next 10 to 20 years.
And who will you present that white paper to?
It's basically meant for the various provincial heritage agencies themselves, you know, for their strategic planning, but it's also intended for the people who attend, you know, so that they get a sense for what other people are thinking. What are some of the challenges that we may all face in the next few years, and maybe some ideas of how we can confront them.
And where is it being held?
Our initial plan at the beginning of the year was to hold it in the Millennium Center on Main Street here in Winnipeg. It was originally a branch of the Canadian Bank of Commerce, a magnificent historic building built in 1910. It became an online event when it became pretty clear that an in-person meeting was impossible, of course, given public health restrictions. But, you know, it was also undesirable because it would not allow participation by people from all over Manitoba. So by being online, it doesn't matter where you live, you can participate. So there's only going to be a few of us sort of handling the technical aspects of the summit who will be located physically at the Millennium Center.
It is an unexpected kind of positive, right, to have more involvement because of COVID.
Absolutely. You know, and it always struck me as important that we engage people wherever they happen to be. And of course, you have a meeting in Winnipeg, you don't necessarily have a means for people who are far, far away. You know, nobody wants to drive, you know, hours and hours to get to Winnipeg for a day-long meeting. This way, you can enjoy exactly the same experience as somebody living in, say, Charleswood.
So has anything like this been done before?
To my knowledge, such a meeting of people across the wide range of heritage has never happened before. That's why it's so exciting.
Who are the speakers then?
Well, in the morning, our keynote speaker is Miss Natalie Bull. She's the executive director of the National Trust for Canada. That's the country's premier heritage conservation organization. The title of her presentation, which kind of riffs on the pandemic theme, is going to be 2020 Vision Disrupted, the heritage movement and what happens now. Her keynote will be followed by a series of short talks by people from each of the PHAs on what they perceive are the challenges and opportunities for heritage. And then the rest of the day will be a series of panel discussions.
Can you tell us a little bit more about the topics of those panel discussions?
There's going to be four of them on sort of general themes, and each panel discussion will have either three or four speakers who will talk a little bit, and then it'll be followed by sort of a Q&A session with the audience. So the first panel is on what we're calling economics, financial sustainability, and partnerships. You know, in other words, how can heritage facilities be financially sustained in an uncertain future? The second panel is on decolonizing heritage and how we can advance reconciliation with Indigenous peoples. We've seen numerous recent cases where, for example, the legacies of historic personalities are being re-examined in a modern light. The third panel is on the unique challenges for heritage in rural Manitoba, you know, especially considering that depopulation is happening in quite a few areas of Manitoba. And then the fourth panel is on engaging youth in heritage, you know, embracing technology and incorporating green sustainability. So that by the end of the day, we're going to have a wrap up of everything we heard. We'll take some final questions from the audience, and we'll talk about where do we go from here. And we're going to use the discussions of this summit to prepare this white paper that we hope will be a roadmap for heritage resource planning and management that's, frankly, leading up to Manitoba's 200th anniversary in 2070. Of course, I won't be there, but we'd like to think that the things we talk about now will inform that sort of next 50 years.
And what does it cost to attend the summit?
Absolutely nothing. You know, we've tried hard to make this as easy and barrier-free as possible. So, you know, we have generous support from the province of Manitoba and the Winnipeg Foundation that has allowed us to offset all of the costs so that anyone can attend.
Can people still attend? Is it too late to register?
No, not at all. What we do ask that people visit the Heritage Summit website to register using the Eventbrite service. And the web address for our website is literally manitobaheritagesummit.ca. We will be using the Zoom meeting service. So what that means is that participants will have to have either a computer or a laptop or a tablet or a phone that is connected to the internet. And if they wish to speak in a question period, their device is going to need a working microphone. But just so you know, too, we'll be recording the entire summit so that if you want to listen to it or watch it later, you can.
You know what I really appreciate, Gordon, with this segment that you do? It's not only about abandoned buildings, but, you know, this week's episode, last week's episode, you're really kind of connecting us to the community of, you know, Manitobans, Winnipeggers who are passionate about local history. So thanks for doing that.
Well, you know, I feel very strongly that we live in a wonderful place, and I want people to experience much of what I have seen. You know, so I like talking about abandoned buildings, but more generally, you know, there's lots to learn about Manitoba. And as I say, if we've done nothing else during this pandemic, I hope it's that we've been able to go out and enjoy and appreciate the place we live in.
What's up for next week?
Well, we're going to talk about abandoned sites again, and they relate to the Shakespearean play, All's Well That Ends Well.
please tell me you will be reciting some of that play in a British accent. Come on.
Oh, no.
Just a little bit. All right, you're such a good sport anyway. Thanks, Gordon.
We'll talk next week.
No matter where I go, every time the wind blows, puts me back in Manitoba. Many moons.